सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
First three shlokas we will chant together.
ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थं प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित् अधश्चोर्ध्वं प्रसृता तस्य शाखा गुणः प्रवृद्धा विषयप्रबालाः अश्वत्थमूलानि सन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके न रूपमस्येह तथोपलभ्यते नान्तो न चादीर्न च सम्प्रतिष्ठा अश्वत्थमेनं सुविरूढमूलम् असङ्गशस्त्रेण दृढेन चित्त्वा
प्लीज़ रिपीट
ततः पदं तत्परिमार्गितव्यम् तत्परिमार्गितव्यं यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यत प्रवृत्ति प्रसिता पुराणी यत प्रवृत्ति प्रसिता पुराणी ततः पदं तत्परिमार्गितव्यं यस्मिन् गता न निवर्तन्ति भूयः तमेव चाद्यं पुरुषं प्रपद्ये यत प्रवृत्ति
So Lord has said in first three verses about the Jagat, the Srishti. He said, Urdhamula, the mool of the whole Srishti, our mool, the main root is Brahman, Urdha. When we make a family chart, so we put the ancestor's name on the top, so this family tree, the whole world's family tree, Urdhamula. Urdhamula means in the mool, who is there? Brahman is there, eternal, the most subtlest. And Adhasakham means Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, then gross thing we have already discussed. The Adhasakha, those are all the branches. And the name of that tree is the Aswattha. Aswattha means which will not remain tomorrow. It's always continuously changing. It's perishable, Aswattha. And this, again, Lord is saying, Abhyam. Abhyam means it is imperishable. Aswattha means perishable. Abhyam means not perishable. what does that mean, Lord? The Lord wants to say this is perennial. The samsara is continuously going, like the river is continuously flowing, but it's not the same water you will find. The water has flown, a new water has come in. Abhyam, it's a perennial. Chandansi yasya parnani, the chanda, the Veda mantra, they keep it going, they make it strong. That we have seen already, the leaves, how they function. Yastam Veda Savedi, the one who knows this tree, he is the Vedvid. One who knows the tree means one who knows the Brahman, one who knows the Sakha, the Maya, the Prakriti, the Purush, the one who knows Prakriti and Purush, he is Vedavid. Adhascha urdhva prasthatah tasya sakha. Bole, there is another sakha. Bole, from that mahatata and ahankar, then tanmatra, the subtle element, then the five gross element. With this five gross elements, all seven lokas up and seven lokas down, lower and upper lokas, they are also made of the same maya, same prakriti, same, the same material. Guna pravriddha. Guna means sattva, rajas and tamas. By those sattva, rajas and tamas, it is being made strong. Vishaya prabala means the buds, the shoots, they are very tender, very attractive. Bole, similarly, the sense objects of the world are very attractive. Vishaya prabala. Adhascha mulani anusantatani karmanubandini manusya loke. But in manusya loke, in this world, there is one speciality. What is that speciality? Bole, there is secondary roots. The primary root is Brahman. Then the secondary root, he says, it is like a net. All over spread. What is that? Bole, rag and dvesh, my likes and dislikes, these vasanas. Each person has got his own vasanas. Bole, these rag and dvesh, bole, these are the mulani, anusantatani, spread all over. Karmanugandini manusya loke, bole, this vasana bind you in the karma. Unless you know the art of doing karma, it is binding you. Imprints of the karma fall are coming, and according to the likes and dislikes, you are continuously in that karma chakra. We call it anarthkari parampara. What is that anarthkari parampara? Vasana, avidya. According to avidya, there is a desire coming, and then an action from the body level. When again the fruit of action comes, the again likes and dislikes are imprinted. Continuously this is going on and on, this circle. So we are caught in this. That is why it is said, karmanubandhini manusya leke. Na rupam aseya tatho upalabhyate. We don't see the roop. I don't see the roop. Like it is described, the Brahman is there, then there is a Prakriti, then the rag and dvesh. We can't see. We don't see the form. Na antah na adi na sampratishta. Though I don't see the end of it. Khatam hi nahi hota hai. Na adi, I don't know the beginning also. Nasam pratishta, the middle also I don't know. The beginning and the middle is also not shown. Aswatame enam subhidu moolam asanga sastrena dhidena chitva. Lord says, this tree is very complex. Subhidu moolam, it is very complex. Bole, what should be done? Bole, asanga sastrena dhidena chitva. You don't have to come out of this, but you cut it by your the sword of detachment. What Lord is saying is that don't identify it with the Prakriti. Don't identify it with the Prakriti means don't identify it with anything which is made by Prakriti. What does that mean? Don't identify with your body made of Prakriti, sattva, rajas, tamo, guna. Don't identify with the all 14 lokas made of Prakriti, sattva, rajas, tamo, guna. Staying in this Prakriti, staying in this body, utilizing the impermanent things of this world, we have to come out of this world. Staying in guna, utilizing guna, we have to become gunatita, we have to go beyond guna. That is our goal. Then after this cutting, after this asangata, after this dispassion, after this vairagya, what should I do? So in the fourth verse it is said, tataha padam tat parimarth gitabhyam. Bole tatha, thereafter, after cutting this tree by the sword of dispassion, asangata, what should we do? Bole padam tat parimargitabhyam. Inquire, discover, examine of that pad. Which pad? This is the pad. The supreme pad. Inquire. How should we inquire? Who will tell me? What is the source of that pad? Well, a Shastra will tell you what is that path, how to reach that path. Path means that goal, that truth. Shastra is the means of knowledge. We call it Shastra is Praman. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. Atindriya Vishaya, that path, that truth, that Brahman is Atindriya. We can't perceive it with our organs of perception. Atindriya Vishaya Veda Pramana. The Shastra is Praman. Nobody else can tell you. So should we enter into the Shastra by our own effort? Bole no. Why? Because it is said, Sabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahman Karanam. Bole, Vedas are Sabda Jal. Maharanya, it's a deep forest, you can't go inside. Chitta Brahman Karanam, Chitta, your mind will Brahman. You will be confused. Chitta Brahman Karanam. Don't try to do it yourself. Then what is to be done? Bole, you have to find a Sadguru. Guru will tell you how to go inside that. He will tell you what is to be known by you. You need not know all the things what is written in Veda. And Mahatma says, that don't go to the guru who is giving you only mantra. Mantra is good. You must chant your Ishta mantra given by guru. But check whether that guru is available after that also or not. It's not the final step. There are many other steps to climb. Mantra will only purify your mind. What is to be done after purification of mind? Kitne din tak kapda ko dhote rahoge, sari jindagi kapde dhote rahoge? Or when the cloth is clean, now you go and dry it and again use it. When mind is purified, what is to be done? Somebody must tell me. So go to the Sadguru, not the guru which gives you only mantra. What is that pad? Well, that pad is Brahman. And the Shastra will tell you, Jeeva Brahma Aikya. You are that Brahman. Shastra will tell you that. There are many Mahavakya. All Mahavakya tells that Jeeva Brahma is one and same. This Jeeva is Brahman. We don't know this thing. That Paramatma is Satchidananda, Asti Bhati Priya. We have to know that Paramatma. Satchidananda, we have to know that Satchidananda. Well, how is it to be known? Well, you have to do the sadhan, bhajan, bhakti, jnana. According to your temperament, according to your mind and intellect equipment, you have to choose the sadhan, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, depending on your mind and intellect combinations. Then after that, what is to be done? Well, we have to go beyond Maya. We have to go beyond Maya. Maya has created all these things. Vasana, VMI, PFT, OAT, all 14 life lokas are made by Maya. We have to go beyond Maya. We have to become Trigunatita. Don't get lost in Maya. We all are lost in Maya. We are all engrossed in the things of the world. Mahatma says, staying in this impermanent world, with this impermanent body, utilizing the impermanent sense object, go beyond this impermanent and reach that pad, which is eternal. How should we do that? Well, you have to do the inquiry, jada-chetan inquiry, drishya-drishya-drishya-drishya-drishya-vivek, you have to do, nitya-nitya-vivek, you have to do, panchakos vivek you have to do, different types of vivek you have to do, and ultimately you have to reach there. In Upadeshar, Raman Maharshi says, aham ayam kuto bhavati chinvata. Find out where this aham, aham, this ego is coming. Well, the moment you try to find out, you will find the ego is not there. These are all the types of vivek. Why this vivek is to be done? Well, it is churning of your mind. Bole, by churning milky ocean, the Amrit Tattva came. Bole, churn your mind. What you will get? Bole, you will get Amrit. What is that Amrit? Bole, that Amrit is a Brahman. It is in your mind itself. If you do this churning, then you get that Amrit, that Atman you will get. And Atman is Brahman. How long I have to do it? Many people ask this question. Kitne din karna hoga? Why do you ask? Enjoy the journey. Aapko Kailash jana hai. Okay, your goal is Kailash. But you have to reach the Kailash. Enjoy the journey. You see the scenic beauty. Go on. Go ahead. You will reach Kailash. Go on doing your sadhana. Bhakti mark, karma yoga mark, jnana yoga mark. You will definitely reach. Enjoy. What we do? We don't enjoy the present. We think about the future. Kya hoga? And the present is gone. Sadhana, bhajan and everything, gone. Just by thinking of future, kya hoga? Yasmin gata na nivartanti bhuya. What is the fruit of doing all this thing? Bolo, yasmin gata nivartanti na bhuya. Bolo, once you go there is no question of coming back after that. It is one way entry. One way entry means, once you come to know that you are Brahman, you can never become Jiva. You can never become ignorant. Once you become knowledgeable, can you become ignorant again? Bolo, no. How? I have learned 2 plus 2, 4. Can you forget it now? No. You have got the knowledge now. After that, you can't come back. So you have permission to go. There is no permission to come back. You become infinite existence, consciousness, bliss. You will be enjoying the homogeneous bliss. And it is said, a particle of that bliss, particle of that bliss, is sufficient for all the beings, starting from Brahma to Pipilka, for all past, present and future creation. Imagine what type of sukha a jnani is enjoying. All ajnanis, starting from Brahma to Pipilika, past Brahma, present Brahma, future Brahma, in all three periods of time, they all are happy with one particle of that bliss. One drop, even not even one drop, a fraction of a drop, that is sufficient to satisfy all beings of the world. But if you get that sagar, that Amrit sagar, will you come back here to enjoy this petty sukha pija? No, not interested. So that is the fruit. What is that? Yatah purani pravritti prasita tameva chadyam purusam prapadde. I take refuge in that ancient purus, that Brahman prapadde. I surrender. The first step is you have to surrender. Surrender means surrender. Our head never bends, but you have to surrender. Our Swami Purushottamananda used to say, this vyakhya is by Swami Purushottamananda, surrender is surrender. In Bhagavad Gita, earlier also Lord has said, Devi yasa gunmai mam maya durattaya mameva ye prapradante maya metam tarantite. You have to surrender. Pallad, this maya is very, very difficult to cross. Only those people who surrender to me. How is that possible? Thakur Ramakrishna used to give very simple example. You see, for fishing in villages, what they do in the pond, a fisherman will go and throw the net and then slowly start collecting the net so that he can get the fish in the net. But those fishes which are near the feet of the fisherman, they are not caught. All other will be caught. But those fishes which are very close to the feet of the fisherman, they are not caught. Prapadde, you have to surrender to the Lord. Who is this? Bala, he is Purani, he is the most ancient, eternal. The Brahman is no birth, no death, the most ancient Purani. Pravritti prasitaha, pravritti means manifestation. All manifestation came from him. Prasita means, again, it has expansion. Pravritti prasitaha. That means the maya came from Brahman. Then it expanded. The whole world became from that maya. Pravritti prasitaha. So what is the essential condition required? Bolle, you have to cut the tree, this sansar bridge, by asanga sastrena, by the sword of dispassion. That is the first condition. If I don't do it, what will happen? The Mahatma explained this very beautifully. River is flowing. And suppose you own a boat. So how you will keep it under your custody? You will bind it with some peg on the bank. Like you switch off your engine and lock your car, remote control you have got, ding! The car is locked. Nobody else can open it and take it. Similarly, the boat, what you have to do? You have to tie it to the bank. Suppose from Banaras you want to go to Allahabad Prayag. And you have got your own boat. You have boarded your boat also. It is night time. You are rowing. Whole night you are rowing. Going to Allahabad. Early morning, you found that you are still in Banaras. Why? Because the boat is tied to the peg. You are still attached to that peg. Unless you detach from here, you cannot come here. So detachment is very necessary. Gurudev used to say, detach from here, attach this. Bole, this is whole Vedanta. Shankaracharya says, Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya, whole Vedanta, khatam. We have to detach. Okay, in next verse, how can we detach?
Nirmana mohajita sanga doshaha. Nirmana mohajita sanga doshaha. Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha. Adhyatma nitya vinivritta kamaha. द्वंदैर् विमुक्ता सुख दुख संगैः द्वंदैर् विमुक्ता सुख दुख संगैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययम् तत गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययम् तत निर्मानमोहाजितसङ्गदोषाः अध्यात्मनित्या विनिवृत्तकामाः द्वन्द्वैर्विमुक्ता सुखदुःखसङ्गैः गच्छन्त्यमूढाः पदमव्ययम् तत
निर्मानमोहा निर्मान निर्मान मीन्स इन हिंदी निर्मान मीन्स कंस्ट्रक्ट निर्माण मोहा कंस्ट्रक्ट मोह मोह मीन्स डेल्यूशन नो 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 दैट इज नॉट द मीनिंग निर्माण मोहा मीन्स नो मान एंड नो मोह मान मीन्स टू मेजर एंड मोह मीन्स डेल्यूशन वॉट इज मान वी थिंक दिस बॉडी इज आत्मा This is man. We are measuring ourselves. This body is Atman. Man. And this will remain as it is. Well, this is moha. This is delusion. Considering this body as Atman is man. And this body will remain as it is a wrong understanding, is a moha. It's a delusion. So we have to, a person who wants to reach this state, he should be nirmana moha, no man and no moha. Humility should be there, nirmana moha. So once you have no misunderstanding, Arjuna also had a misunderstanding about the situation in the battlefield, moha. That those enemies, those are standing on the other side, they are all my relatives. That was a wrong understanding at that time. Those all relatives, including Guru and his own grandfather, they were their enemies. They were doing the adharma, they were supporting adharma. And Lord and Arjun has come to fight that adharma. So not knowing the true situation, Arjun was also confused at that time, moha. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he said that my moha, my delusion has gone now. Now I can see the things as it is. So we also have got the delusion. Well, so long the mind is deluded, agitated, we can't do the tattva darshan, we can't inquire into tattva. Peaceful mind is needed. And what is needed after that? Well, after that, Guru and Shastra are needed. When the mind is peaceful, you have to go to Guru. You have got no other choice. Sadguru you have to have. Sadguru. Then after that, Guru and Shastra. Even Lord Shankar ji took the form of a swan, went to the Kak Busundi, sat down at the feet and listened to the Ramayana. What to talk about us? If Lord can do this thing, we have to have that humility. Hona hi chahiye hamare paas. How to save myself from this man moha? Bole jit sang dosa. You see, it's very scientifically, one word is coming after another, very scientific. How can I become nirman moha? Bale jit sanga dosa. Bale sang is the dosa. Why? Bale we have already seen that if we get attached to the trigun, what happens? Karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. Because we are attached to the sattva rajas and tamo guna, because of my attachment to these gunas, I go to the upper loka or the lower loka. It is because of the attachment. And how this attachment comes? The Lord again says, Dhyayato visyan punsa sangastesu bhajayate. If you start thinking about the objects of the world, an attachment will come. You will get a sukh. Very simple to explain. If you start thinking about your child who is in India, say, will you not get so just by thinking? Dhyayato, just by thinking. Dhyayato vishyan punsa sangaste supajayate. Then, sangat sanjayate kama. Because of this attachment, there is a desire will come. My child is in India, go on thinking. In few minutes' time, you will desire that I want to see him. Sangat sanjayate kama. And if there is any obstruction, if your desire is not fulfilled, what will happen? Kamat krodho abhijayate. Krodh will come. So see how the sangha comes and how sangha binds you to other lokas. Because of attachment. That is why dridena asanga sasvena chitva. It was not said that you leave your body or leave your family or leave your house or leave your car. It was not said. What was said? Don't get attached to them. Stay in this world, but don't get attached to this world. Acha. Then, bole dusanga sarvatha tyajit. Bole dusanga, always you should leave. Never come in contact with the dusanga. What about the all relatives and everything? Think over. We discuss all this point. Relatives. They are related to you for only one janma. All your relations are related to this body. When this body drops, then mama, chapa, chacha, and bhai, bhan, mata, pita, all gone. Khatam. These are all secondary relations. What is your primary relation? Your primary relation is with the Lord. He was with you in all previous lives. We have forgotten that primary relation. And now we are giving importance to secondary relation. Bole jit sanga dosa, bole come out of this. Dekho, galti nahi samajna. It's not the Lord is not saying leave your spouse or leave your children, leave your parents. That is not said. It is you should love them, serve them, but don't get attached. What is this attachment? Dependent on others that they will give me sukh is this thing. Dependence. Don't depend for your sukh on others. Jitasanga dosa. How to become nirman moha and jitasanga dosa? Next word. Adhyatma nitya. Very scientifically said, bole jaisa sang vaisa rang. As is your attachment, so you will be. If you start going to club, what will happen? Within no time you will start drinking also. Because all other people are drinking there. You will also start. So be ever established or devoted to the spirituality. Constantly you should study and reflect. Adhyatma nitya. Nitya means every day. It's not that one day, khali Saturday, yahan aaya, bas ho gaya. Then after that, again, next Saturday, we do the adhyatma vidya. No, you have to, every day, you should make a routine and study the scriptures, reflect on it whenever you get the time. Then, vinivritta kama, completely from the desires, no vasanas. How the vasanas can be removed? The vasanas can be removed only by karma yoga. There is no other way out. If you don't perform the karma yoga, your vasana will go on increasing. And you have to be niskam. In this life, I have to be niskam. How? Bole, like Nachiketa. Nachiketa wanted the knowledge of the self from Lord Death. He said, you can tell me what happens to a jiva, whether the Atma dies or Atma remains, or the Jiva dies or Jiva remains or not. Who else can tell me? You can tell me. It is your job. You every day go and bring the jiva, take out from the gross body, the subtle body you take out. You tell me. So before giving the knowledge of the self, Lord Death tested, examined Nachiketa. He tried to give him all worldly things. Bole, you can take these apsaras, you can take these all musical instruments, these my ratha, the ratha of the swarga. And I also promise you that I will not visit you because I am the Lord of the Death. I will not come to you as long as you want to stay on this world. Nachiketa said, no. I don't want all these things. That is the niskamata. Because these all things will end one day, because these are all anitya. Even if you don't visit me, when you go out of the office, another Yamaraj comes, what will happen? My name will be on the list of the first. He will come and take me. Vinibritta kama dvandai vimukta sukha dukkha sangai. All dualities ended. Dekho, the sukha and dukkha, man apman, conducive, non-conducive situation, they will come in the life. Dvandai vimukta, they will come. Why they will come? Because it is because of my karma I have done in past, the situation will come. But whether I will jump or go into the depression, whether I will throw party or depressed, go, close my doors, I will not meet anybody, that is in my hand. Sukhi dukhi is in my hand. But sukha dukha coming is not in my hand. But such person who becomes such a gunatita, he is amurha. Lord says, amurha. Gacchanti padan abhyam tat. That amud, that wise person, what he gets? Bole, abud, that padam. He gets that pada. What is that pad? This is the pad. So in this verse, you will find Guruji says, there are two things very clearly said. And those things is that you must have a purity of mind and clarity of the vision. Two most important things in sadhana, that you must have a purity of mind and you must have a clarity of vision. How do you get the purity of mind? So it is by nirmana moha, jitasanga dosa, vinivritta kama and dvandai vimukta. So these negativities you can remove and purify your mind. And cultivating the positive, bale adhyatma nitya, you should cultivate this. So you should remove your all negativities and cultivate the positivities. How? Bale adhyatma nitya. Now the same purus is discussed again in next verse, which we will take up next day. How many of you have registered in Gita chanting competition? 1, 2, 3, Hare, you all have to come and register. You don't have to memorize 20 verses. If you can memorize, it's going to be an asset for you. I tell you. If you can't memorize 20, memorize 1. If you can't even memorize 1, come with the book, chant 1 sloka. But register. For chanting for 1 sloka also, with book, you are allowed. Adults are allowed. But you must register. You will see the benefit later on. Benefit of this, because this is the whole sastra. So today itself, you must register. Otherwise, I will convert the Gita class into the chanting class and I will ask each one of you to chant one sloka. Om Purnamada Purnamada.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya.